Shows of every kind invite the crowd. Shows that make us grip our seats with excitement.
A sample of the marvelous freaks you'll see for the price of a small bin burn.
Internet Freak Show.
Hey everybody, welcome to Internet Freak Show. Today's episode is all about Jennifer Ringley. Jennifer Ringley made history on April 3rd, 1996. At that time, she was a junior attending Dickinson College in Pennsylvania. Like so many college kids, she wanted to use technology to share her life with her friends and her family, and also some strangers. This was years before social media and sites like Instagram, so Jenny had to get clever if she wanted to share what was going on with her life. Without access to smartphones and constant internet connections, Jenny instead hooked up a webcam to her computer and set up a website that would update every 3 minutes with images taken from that webcam. The images were grainy and low resolution, and at first they were just black and white, but these restrictions didn't stop JennyCam visitors from enjoying Jenny's rather mundane world. At this time, JennyCam was a static webcam in a rather unremarkable dorm room. Still, millions of people tuned in to see what Jenny was up to. In the early years, she'd get up to 4 million people visiting her day to see the most recent image. JennyCam wasn't always mundane, though. At times, she'd perform strip teases for the camera. I have to admit that I didn't ever watch JennyCam, and I have no way to prove that my theory here, but I really suspect that most of her traffic was waiting to see these sporadic strip shows, rather than tuning into an otherwise completely boring view of a typical dorm room. Jenny's goal was to provide a completely unfiltered and raw look at her life. Without audio to help spread her message, she'd sometimes write notes on post-it messages and hold them up to the camera. She'd masturbate and have sex on camera, but these were not pornographic feeds. She didn't perform for the camera, she just went about her day in the usual way, just with a camera sitting there. Typically, all you saw was a sheet that was moving around. She was vulnerable and an exhibitionist, but not a porn star or a cam girl in that sense. The images that contained nudity were not explicit. However, all this attention that Jenny received wasn't always good. Hackers took over her site at one point and started sending death threats, all because Jenny didn't take their initial threats very seriously. This was just a small setback in the life of JennyCam, however, and she was back to streaming pretty quickly after the hackers were done. About a year after starting JennyCam, Jenny graduated college, and she was forced to move on from her dorm-based live streams. She moved to Washington, D.C., and took the next logical steps in her live streams. She set up 4 cameras around her home, and she allowed viewers to switch between them. At this point in her streaming career, she started charging for the, quote, good feeds. Free users could still watch, of course, but if you paid Jenny a membership fee, you got those feeds that refreshed more quickly. So now it's 1998 in her streaming career, and as a very early live streamer, her internet fame expanded to the real world as well. Numerous news agencies, magazines, and talk shows did features on Jenny and the way that she was leading the way in this new field. She even got a bit part on the TV series Diagnosis Murder. She was a guest on Late Show with David Letterman. She was featured on The Today Show and World News Tonight. She even hosted a very early internet talk show called Jenny Show. Jenny's exhibitionist side had led to a good amount of fame and fortune for her. Her audience watched as she moved on to bigger and better living spaces, and as she took trips to glamorous destinations. But all this fame was not without its downsides. Her viewers felt a special connection and bond with her, but that did mean that some were also critical of her choices. Some didn't like the way she'd decorated her apartment, for example, or the boyfriends she had, or the friends that she'd made on her live streaming journey. Jenny made herself available to the users. Although millions watched her every day, she wasn't a typical famous person. She participated in the community. She was accessible and friendly. People didn't feel like they were watching a stranger online. They felt like they were participating in her life. In 2003, PayPal started cracking down with anti-nudity and anti-pornography rules and regulations. These new rules meant that Jenny could no longer collect money for her feeds. Rather than find a new solution for accepting payments, she instead shut her webcam down, and she never turned it on again. Jenny simply disappeared from the internet. For the conclusion of this story, please stay tuned after these words from our sponsors. In the years that followed, people have followed up with Jenny to see if she's changed her mind about her social media blackout, so she's not completely inaccessible. She's done some follow-up interviews throughout the years where she assures interviewers and the community at large that she is still not interested in revisiting her exhibitionist years. She's not on social media. She's gotten married to a man with a very common last name, adding into the complexities of finding her in her new life. She works as a programmer and seems to live a very quiet life, and that's just the way she likes it. Some people have called Jenny a trailblazer. Others call her a conceptual artist. I think she was a visionary. She saw a webcam for sale in her college bookstore, and she used that webcam to change the internet. At the time, her competition in the webcam world was a webcam pointed at a fish tank, and another one pointed at a coffee pot. But she saw the potential to point that camera at people instead, and connect them, to let people into each other's lives virtually. 24 years later, every major platform offers options to stream live. Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube offer live streamers the ability to broadcast mundane or important parts of their lives online and instantly. Some technology exists exclusively to live stream. Cameras that clip to your shirts to capture the special everyday moments you may have. Phones that allow streaming and receiving of those moments. And I like to think that Jenny played a role in getting technology and social media where it is. While Jenny may not fit into a typical internet freak show, she isn't really a freak or a troll or a mystery. I like to envision her as somebody that would love working at a traditional freak show, where people can visit and observe and interact with those on display. Jenny loves putting herself out on display. And let's face it, any of us who share status updates, tweet, or post pictures on Instagram have a little bit of Jenny in them too. Thank you for listening to this episode of Internet Freak Show. For more podcasts, or if you want to start your own podcast, please check out the Geek Nerdery Podcasting Network at geeknerdery.com. Please leave me reviews on Apple Podcasts, and thank you for those of you who have already done that. It really does help. I get updates when you leave new ones, so thank you. If you want to reach out to me, please do that via Twitter. I'm at Tim Wasson. That's T-I-M-W-A-S-S-O-N. And finally, I'd like to take 1 second to thank those of you helping out with the current pandemic. That includes healthcare workers, truckers, everyone who works at grocery stores and restaurants, and even those who are simply just staying home to help flatten the curve. Stay safe out there. Next episode, we'll be talking about Captain Cucci's Key Lime Pies. Thanks, everybody. Until next time.
Until next time, stay freaky. Geek Nerdery.